regular Philip are two different Philips.
That is a true statement.
Yeah.
Let me introduce you guys. Black guy number one. Gay black guy number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Everything sounds like a combo off of a Chinese menu. Black guy number one. Gay black guy number one.
Do you know this song?
Why are you playing this? You just talked about this.
I know.
Yeah.
What? I know. So horrible. That music is from La La Land. Yeah. And there was a day sometime in the summertime, one of those days where everybody was fighting on the internet. I don't know. Maybe somebody in a lot of power said something really dumb, and then all of a sudden the world blew up again. I was like, we're only doing happy songs tonight. So I went looking for like show tunesy stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that the La La Land soundtrack had a lot of that. And then, Dee, to your point, and now since mm-hmm. you've told me, mm-hmm. your movie thoughts are usually pretty lousy. Wait,
my action movie thoughts. And first of all, my action movie thoughts are totally on point. You guys look way too deep into something when it should just be action. Like, first of all, let me just tell you, I'm glad you brought this up. My wife and I, and because you were leading into this, we watched The Greatest Showman,
mm-hmm,
all right? Yeah. And my wife looks at me and she goes, what two dudes just break out in song in the middle of a bar? And I went, no two dudes. Why do you even think about that?
I don't know what bars you're going to, but
why is that a thing?
It does happen.
Like, she's like, it's not real. Of course it's not real. I would love to live in a musical land where just before a fight broke out, you'd hear overwhelming music and a dude would start snapping. And you could know you had to leave.
It stuns me that for all the things you're super cynical about, you choose to shut that part of your brain off during movies and enjoy them. And, you know, I'll give you this.
John Wick, masterpieces, which is why they're making three.
You just proved his point, just to let you know.
Wait. We all slept on John Wick, and they kept cranking. And I know people who dislike Keanu Reeves or don't like him. I'm not a big fan.
I'm one of them.
But I know these movies are well done and really well liked.
Yes,
are
they
you excited? Are. What's the spinoff of Fast and the Furious with Jason Statham and the Rock character? Are you excited?
Crap. I don't know. I'm not watching it. First of all, I'm not watching Fast and Furious for
that's
the Rock.
Such a lie.
Yeah, I'm not. But I'm watching it because of Vin Diesel and Tyrese.
But wait,
and
first
Ludacris.
Of all, Fast and Furious has like 8 movies.
Yeah.
How do you spin that off? Like, just keep going at this point.
It's I forget. It's whoever their characters are. That's the name of the movie.
And there's a huge rift between the cast now because they feel like The Rock and Jason Statham have come in and tried to hijack this franchise. And so Tyrese has gone on a Twitter war and a Twitter rant. And Vin Diesel was like, look, we were never boys. I brought you into this as a favor. And this is what you do.
Wow.
And but dude, you're all still making money.
These are all
is not gonna not make money.
These are all like manly action heroes, and they're the most dramatic bitches I think I've ever seen on social media. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you slap one of them, I'm sure you'll hear ew. I'm sure Vin Diesel once slapped ow. You know, you're like okay, but
the word isn't hijacked; it's re-energized because they were slowing down until The Rock showed up.
Yeah, well, they didn't look at it that way.
To my point, or to your point, you saw The Greatest Showman, right, Philip?
Yeah, several times.
I want to see it. And I know the soundtrack keeps selling. And outside of it, like, I really love Hugh Jackman. He's one of the most talented actors we have right now.
Kara was like, is that him actually singing? And I went, yeah.
Yeah, he has a really, really good voice. And everybody knows, like, he does well.
He was in Les Miserables, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He does a really good voice. The good thing about, like, this musical is that if you watch it from beginning to end, it's something that you can definitely see on stage that gets like theater geeks going. But the way that it was shot is also something that like gets everybody else going. So there's a little bit of action, and then you know they also are very inclusive of people who are not normal. I don't
know
what you want
to
call it, but
to this, like, honestly, I don't think I could say this with more emphasis. This movie speaks to how we should all be today. And it is crazy to think that they could put something out here that would say, look, inclusivity.
Yeah.
It is that. It is loving what makes you different and not going out and calling people freaks and saying that you want them out of your town and it's their fault for why things are the way things are. You know, it's a
You were touched. I'm proud of you.
First of all, you were really touched. I had to leave the room because one of those songs hit me in the feels. Like, I started feeling this tightness in my chest, and like my eyes started to well up.
Was it the Bearded Lady song? Was it that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets it. Like, yeah. First of all, I saw it in theaters, I clapped. I was good. I was good.
I was like, damn, I gotta get up and pretend I gotta take a drink of something. My wife was like, have you seen this movie before? And I was like, no.
Yeah. I got a cigarette. Now that it's gotten your stamp of approval,
it's really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm in. I have a Demetrius situation.
Oh my!
What? I know there's so many.
Right? I know.
So, to catch you up to speed, he asked me if I bought a house or if I'm still looking.
Okay.
I'm staying where I am, and you know Juliana, right, Philip, my neighbor?
Yeah.
You do not, right?
No.
Might have met her once. One of my friends, Alex, told my neighbor, Therese, that I was moving yesterday. So I get a frantic text from Therese, and she's angry, and we can't understand the text messages. Doesn't make any sense. And then Juliana starts texting me. She's like, what's she talking about? So we opted to not tell Therese that I was ever looking for a house, put two offers in on a house, and then I just decided to stay. We were going to let it blow over because of this, because if she would have known that I was looking, she would have been emotional and frantic. So it was one of these situations where you don't tell anybody because you don't want to upset them, but if they find out, there will be a problem because they'll feel lied to, but the chances are they're not going to find out. And I felt like you.
Oh, yes.
What? Why? Okay, why did you not tell her? Like, I don't understand.
Because of the text messages I got yesterday.
Was she upset that you were leaving, or was she like, oh.
Because Alex didn't have the latest info, and Therese texted me, I'm telling
you. Who is Therese?
She's my neighbor. You know her. That's Buddy's mom.
That's to say the dog, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Chris and Therese. You probably know for sure.
All right, so wait a minute. Okay, so does she own the building?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, so she's just your neighbor?
Yes. But a dear, dear person.
Yeah, dear, dear. Okay. Oh, okay.
And a friend. We're a little community.
All right.
You also try to wrap your head around it. I think I'm picking up. Because, I mean, like, you watched her dog. Like, you actually socialize with them. Like, you were legit neighbors.
I get that. And like, friendships don't change because you leave the building, especially with this one.
It can.
But it takes so long for you to form any kind of healthy relationship. You know, like, you're not going to let that go. Right? You would still talk to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she doesn't view it that way. So, which is why she was...
Is there something going on?
No.
Maybe like a little hanky-panky?
Yeah.
She's just very protective and
of whom?
Very...
The building?
Of us. The little group. She's very tribal about her love for downtown. Mm-hmm. She's an original downtowner. So when she came around the idea of that the building might be sold, she was very upset. So this is why, I'm sorry I didn't paint the picture well enough, but this is why we elected not to tell her about any of my stuff until it either did or didn't happen. And it didn't, and we decided to just forget about it. We didn't expect somebody else to go, hey, Eric's moving, and send her into a frenzy. So I felt like you.
Oh.
Like, do you tell Kara that you've taken something, like the loan situation? No, because
And it's one of those things. For the longest time, and here's the crazy thing.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
You gotta
hear it
because, you know, I grew up a soap opera kid. Mm-hmm. All right, my grandmother, my mom, they watched Young and the Restless, Guiding Light, As the World Turns, and whatever bullshit half hour soap opera they put on in between that,
stories.
Like Capital,
yeah.
Or you know. What's that thing with the Foresters? Bold and the Beautiful. Okay, so I know
you watch them.
Oh yeah, my God,
he still does. If he was able to,
able to, I would watch. Like, first of all, there's not a lot of my favorite ones on. I'm not gonna get into General Hospital or any of those other ones.
Real quick, when I first met Demetrius and I went to his house when he lived over on like off of Sylvania, wherever the case may be, I was fully confident in my friendship. I was like, I'd rather hang out with straight men, blah, blah, the rest of the stuff. I walk in the house and he's watching soap operas and I had to question where I was at and what was happening, but that's just his life.
Yeah.
And he's proud of it. He keeps up with him.
Because here's the thing. The craziness that happens in a soap opera blows my mind. It's better than, like, Like, honestly, I can tell you over and over again, you could build a condom empire if you would just move into a soap opera town and just go like, look, bro, this will keep you out of a murder and all the other stuff that you're about to get into if you just strap this thing on. Hmm. But in soap operas, the general theme when things go bad is that out of some altruistic reasoning, some man or woman or even child will withhold some very important information that they assume is protecting the people that they're not telling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, sure.
I'm not going to tell you, because if I tell you, you'll be involved, and then you'll worry, and then all this stuff will... But, so I'm going to hold it all in, and then shit goes real
exactly.
bad.
Exactly. Right. I'm happy you and got I'm, that part out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fake as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Until my life started doing it.
Look at that.
And I'm like, and you sit there and it makes total sense to you at mm-hmm. the time. You're like, absolutely. By telling this person this kind of information, even though you think they should know, you are doing them a service. You are protecting them from the hurt and the stress and the agony of whatever this information may bring. And so you don't tell them. Mm-hmm. You rationalize it to yourself that it's better for them not to know than it is for them to know. And I was like, I'm a soap opera dude.
Oh, that's your goal
Son
in life.
Son of a bitch. It's not my goal. I woke up and all of a sudden, you know, I was a Dark Knight on Young and the Restless. All of a sudden, it was just... Fuck, I was one of the Abbots, and nobody knows.
Exactly. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You said Dark Knight, I thought Batman, and you said Young and Restless,
no.
the same thing, so I don't know. Yeah,
And it's just, it's just crazy.
I look at it this way. I apply it to my breakup and all breakups. When they're not amicable or people don't see them coming because they're falling apart, there's going to be bad that comes out of it, so stick that knife in real quick and walk away. You gotta do
you
it
to.
Let me just tell you.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Withholding information to not hurt somebody is great. It's awesome, right? But you also have to have in the back of your head, I have to tell them eventually. And it's better for you to do it sooner than later, because the longer you hold off, the harder it's going to be able to tell them. So you make that poor choice and then be like, all right, made the poor choice, can't go back, here's what I did.
It would have been better, it would have been less painful if 6 months from now came by and it comes up and it's like, hey, Therese, I was looking to buy a house because, you know, the building might have gotten sold. And she's like, she could have been like, well, we're glad you didn't go. And why did you tell me? I was like, well, I didn't want to get you all upset until anything was actually signed, sealed, and delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Time heals. But when, you know, some misinformation gets passed along, something that's going to hurt somebody is going to hurt them.
So you know where you failed a little bit, Eric? You failed because you told everybody around her.
Right.
But you didn't tell her.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, if you're going to, like... That's how most people end up getting caught as accomplices, you know. like if you listen to a lot of R&B and a lot of rap, you'll hear I do my dirty on my lonely. You know, that's what it means.
Yeah.
If you don't want people finding out shit, then that's how you do it. You were like, hey, everybody, except you.
Good point.
Yeah.
Didn't you post something on Facebook about it?
She missed it.
Okay, well now I don't blame you anymore
the reaction is still, I feel, a little over the top.
And I'll stop.
I mean, you're moving. It's not like you were like, hey, I've decided that America is the devil and I'm going to Afghanistan.
That sounds like a better idea.
Like, for real. Like, I'm just looking. Should I call and tell you about the pastrami I was thinking about?
I put two offers in. She's just very, very emotional and loves the family, and we love her for that. But I'll say this: there's been two important things in my life over the last month, and I was mostly cryptic about them on Facebook.
I know about both of them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The house thing, I was, because people thought, let's get his commentary. Most people saw the painting, the orange.
And they thought you bought something.
Correct.
Yeah.
They didn't know that was my place.
Yeah, I knew that. See, but I like that orange, by the way. That was a good choice.
And the thing is, I was like, you know what? He does this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, First of all, shame on you for falling for the okie doke again. Like, it, first, shame on you the first time. Shame on me the second time.
Yeah.
Remember, I remember rings that he, like, posted. Yeah. I remember, like, people were like, oh, my God. Oh my, did he get engaged? Oh, my God. And you're like, no, it's probably... like a stock photo from someplace he found on the internet, and then you guys just ran with it.
It's very fun with you, Eric, and this doesn't happen as often as I was going to say, but like ever since I've known you, things start like at like an 8 or 9 with you, but in reality we're like at a 2. So like with that wall being the case, like all of a sudden Eric's buying a house, and next thing you know, like we're painting walls. But you never have an in-between for anybody. It just falls straight down to 2.
But I'll say this, you can vouch for this, we've known each other now 6.
Oh my God, have we?
Yes. Oh. I stay true to who I am.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. while there might not be a 3 to 8, just go to who I am.
Like you're never gonna introduce like a cousin Joey to make the Eric Chase show better. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean?
Like it's like you ever watch the Brady Bunch? All right,
and his person comes out of fucking nowhere.
And all of a sudden, they got a cousin living with them, and he's like a wacky, bowl-cut kid. And you're like, who the fuck is this kid?
Essentially how Family Matters started. Like, they were fine, and all of a sudden, Urkel just showed up, and he just took over.
Yeah, they're like, this show needs something.
Yeah.
And can I give you this one?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like when they added Worf to DS9?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm out.
Ratings grab.
Yeah, they were like, look, the show is like a little bland on its own now. I mean, it's had its run. Seems like nobody can be really creative anymore. And then somebody in the writer's room went, we need a cousin Worf. And they're like, oh, okay.
Boo-boo-boo. Should I ask what DS9 is?
Deep Space Nine. Star Trek.
Okay, oh my God, Avery Brooks, boy. Okay. He was one of my favorite characters on one of my favorite detective shows, Spencer for Hire, which had Robert Urich. And Avery Brooks played this guy by the name of Hawk. That's all he was. And he would say shit like this, Spencer. Like that's like he would just enunciate like words. He did.
Okay. Like stereotypical 80s black people.
Yeah. Okay. Who lived in Boston. And it was weird. Like you should have known it was fiction then. But so like he was just like the dopest dude in the world. He was one of the reasons why I wanted to name like one of my sons Avery. I was like,
it's a great name.
It's a good name.
I thought you were going to say Hawk, and I was about to say no.
Hawk. Yes, Dad.
The age does go with Horatio.
Yeah. Right.
I have 2 things I want to ask you guys, and we've got all the time in the morning, if you want. How do you guys like? I know D, you're a skeptic. You read the privacy statements and all that stuff where I click past them. I mean, you can have almost anything of mine. Like, I used to be very protective. I was Therese protective about my phone number. If by some chance I lost my phone number these days, which I've had for 20 years, I'd live because there's Messenger. So I'm not super duper protective with my info. But I draw the line at giving my DNA away because you know what? I've watched Westworld.
How are you giving your DNA away first? That's the first question. Do you know?
The Ancestry.com shit.
Oh, okay. I was like, go to a sperm bank. Yeah.
First of all, this is the same okie doke that Americans have been falling for forever. Look, you know what?
There is a basement somewhere full of test tubes. Look, I'm just saying.
When the government came out with GPSs and they were like this, you know what would be really dope is if we could get all of America to wear a GPS tracking signal. Maybe we can put it in a car. And people were like this, I don't want that shit in my car. Mm-hmm. I don't want none of that. And then all of a sudden they were like this, hey, guess what? We'll put it in a maps app. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Now you don't have to read a roadmap or an atlas anymore. And people are like, that shit is dope. And then they went like this. You know what else we'll do? We'll put it in your phone. So in case you lose your phone, you'll always be able to find your... Shut up, for real? And then they're like, yep, for real. And then we'll put it in your watch. And every time you're walking somewhere, it'll vibrate to tell you where to turn. Isn't that a great little...
Convenience.
You know what's
fun? It's the best thing in the world.
I had this conversation at work with some customers the other day, and they were like, next thing you know, there's going to be putting chips in people. I was like, you know, people get their kids chipped nowadays. Yeah. This lady, I about fell the fuck off her stool, and I was like, it's a real thing.
Dude, they do it to you. We do it to our dogs.
Yeah.
All they got to do is run a little scanner over them, find out your name and address. But this DNA stuff, the whole big thing was government wants to they want to collect your DNA. They want to. They need to. Just to be able to do ancestral criminal tracking, all that stuff. Because if you have a relative who's committed rape or a murder.
If you're related to Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. What they do is they can go back and through your DNA, trace back to a relative who may be committing these crimes. Now, people just aren't going to do that on their own. They're not going to be like, here you go, bro.
Get in there.
Anything to help the cause. No. You know what, though? If we all package it in a way of where we can find out where we really came from and who we really are.
I don't understand that. First of all, like, my ancestors, we weren't
Africa.
Really. Yeah, like, that's not a thing.
I don't need you.
And yeah, right. Like, it's super funny because, like, talking to Danny, a lot of people there know where they came from, everything else, because it's a whole different type of situation.
Yeah.
But people here, like, sometimes people are brought over, not just, like, African slaves, like, people were brought over as kids with family members, and even up till now and today, people are brought over here as kids, and they just have no idea where they came from because they get split up and things do happen. But what in the hell is a cotton swab going to do for me? Like, I got this. Yeah, my grandmother told me about her parents, and that's where I can stop right there.
People want to know.
You can start at slavery, and we can work to the future.
We give you the exact province in Africa.
Like, I don't need to know what hut I came out of.
I don't.
You were.
D, you're right. Like, that's why I said you can take all my stuff because you're providing me convenience with the GPS and all that stuff. And I think one day we'll have chips with medical information.
Most likely.
As opposed to insurance cards, whatever. But I do draw the line here because, and I look the other way, not looking at my history, but Westworld or Get Out. The potential to go, you know what? Eric's just not doing a good job at his work any day. Fire up the cloning system and let's make another one.
Really?
There's no basement with testing.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you honestly think they're gonna bump off another copy of you?
Because one's enough, right?
You're gonna be like, you know what?
No, but in Westworld, not to ruin it, but sorry, it's a wonderful show. Are they hosts, which are robots, and then people, and then you find out in the second season what the company Delos is up to because. One of the characters, Bernard, it's great acting on the show. Some of the host clones are swabbing pubic hair, and Bernard goes, "We're taking paying customers' DNA." And then the whole season was, "What are they doing with it?" And then, you know, internet sleuths and Reddit sleuths, they're like, "They're going to take either the bad people out of the world and blackmail them. Say we're going to make another you or whatever else." So I like look forward as opposed to what was Eric's great great grandfather up to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I draw the line. I'm not sending my swabby anything anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's gotten to the point now where like people are sending their own poop in to the mail. Like,
did you what
for
now?
Real Cologuard, man. Come
for
on.
What?
They send you a box, you take a crap in it, you send it back to them, and they're like, this is the best, easiest way other than, you know, like a colonoscopy. So if you're early 50s, call and ask for a shit in a box.
How about this?
By prescription only.
You know how people will fall for anything. I'm sure that's one way. How about this? There's a lot, like if you go into any kind of health food store, are you getting the most out of your colon cleanse? Send us your poop right now for $89.99 and we'll test it to make sure your colon cleanse is working.
You want me to take a shit in a box and pay you $90 for you to, what?
Dude,
no.
First of all, you're missing the opportunity.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
Okay.
What you do is you mash up a lot of dog poop and cat poop, put it in that box, and then ship it out, and then wait for the results to come back. If they don't, and I'm almost positive, that's not something that you get in the letter. That's an actual knock at your door.
Probably.
Like, somebody's like, hey, you seem to be half lion, half coyote.
First of all, think about the postal man or, like, the UPS or FedEx worker who has a truck full of poop.
No, it's like a medical pickup person.
Okay, because I'm like, that's like biohazard. Like,
no, but this is not good.
That would be super sweet.
This is
would
over.
It? Yeah.
This would be
look,
a male
this is
thing.
Super fragile. Don't shake it.
The other thing. Did you guys see the Mark Wahlberg schedule?
Mm-mm.
Really?
What do you mean schedule? Can I look this up really fast while you talk? Okay.
Go ahead. So Mark Wahlberg posted his daily schedule for some reason. Philip, I don't follow a lot of famous people on social channels.
Was it a video?
No.
Oh.
I think it was on his Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Maybe it was in one of his stories. He posted his daily schedule, and it begs many, many questions. And D, your intelligence and sense of humor could probably pick it apart better than most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ask the questions that have not already been asked. Like, how does one play golf from 6:30 to 7:30?
What?
Did you find it yet?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
I saw this on television.
There we go.
Or was it a meme? I don't know. But that was his schedule?
Yeah.
I don't see it. I see, wow. I see ridiculous workout schedule from 3 days ago.
Mark Wahlberg, daily routine.
Oh, wait, here we go.
I mean, I have it here.
Okay, read it.
2:30 a.m. I mean, you need the context here. 2:30 a.m., wake up. 2:45 a.m., prayer time. 3:15 a.m., breakfast. 3:40 to 5:15 a.m., workout. 5:30, post-workout meal. 6 a.m., shower. 7:30,
yeah.
Golf. Now, we know that I have some unique shower tendencies.
It's an hour and a half.
That is correct. That is.
You know why? Because masturbating looks weird on that list. Like, 6 to 7:30.
Who's waxing the carrot for 90 minutes?
Masturbating.
You don't know his life.
Yeah.
I'm just putting that out there.
Because he strikes me as the kind of guy that screams his own name and, like, you know, like, rubs himself down and says, like, things like, oh, Mark, you know you want this, Mark. You know, like that's the kind of guy, and he strikes me as somebody who needs that kind of talk before.
7:30. Okay. So, all right, we're at 7:30 golf.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 to 8 o'clock snack. So, what golf is happening in 30 minutes?
I think those are flipped around. He probably
no, they're not.
No.
Okay,
you're not just being able to make mistakes. You found the schedule?
Yeah, I found it. I don't understand. Why would you do this?
8 to 9, 8 o'clock snack, 9:30. So that's a 1.5. That's a 90-minute snack. 9:30 a.m.
Cryo. You don't know her last name. It could just be that's her stripper name is Snack.
9:30 a.m. Cryo chamber recovery.
Oh.
10:30 snack. A friend of mine who does physical therapy said if he's in there for an hour, just call him Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, right. There's no
1 hour cryo chamber recovery. 10:30 snack, 11 a.m. Here we go. We dig into the day. Family time meetings, work calls. 1 p.m. lunch. 2 o'clock meetings, work calls. 3, pick up kids at school. 3:30 snack. 4, workout number 2. 5, shower. 5:30 dinner, family time. 7:30 bedtime.
That 7:30 bedtime is crap. I can say that 100% because you always see him out and about, whether it's like his restaurants or he's like out doing interviews or he's out promoting this or that. Like he doesn't fucking go to bed at 7:30 every day.
That's not 24/7. He's not always, you know. And I can wrap my mind around that because that's what people with money do. Is
yeah.
Like they try to do everything in their power to live as long as they possibly can, you know. Instead of, yeah, nobody dies right anymore. Nobody goes, you know, it's either an overdose or...
Burt Reynolds died right.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds, 85.
I did see that.
That's the cat that went out.
That.
Went out like a champ. You know, he didn't do anything. You didn't see him in the gym. He was smoking, you know. Burt Reynolds.
I don't want to stray too far, but we talked more, and we talked more about like Mac Miller than we did Burt Reynolds. And yeah. My opinion, Burt Reynolds, like, that's a legend of a man. I don't care, white, black, Asian, if you were in America or you understand Burt Reynolds' career. Things like this, though, this schedule, people want to be like Mark Wahlberg. Like, this is what puts people down into depression and stuff because they try to follow stuff like this, and it's not normal.
A list like that indicates to me that you have a bunch of things. The first is money. B, people to keep you on schedule. C, trainers.
Yeah.
D, more money. All right? You're not picking up your kids at 3:30 or 3 o'clock.
Right.
When you're in meetings and phone calls for movies and shit like that. You know who's picking up your kids? Your PA. Your personal assistant is picking up your kids. You're looking down at that list to know exactly where your kids are during the day. It's 3:30. Somebody's picking them up. Oh, it's 5. Guess what? One of my assistants is having family time with my children.
I don't follow these people on social because
Nathan Fillion doesn't post that shit. I just want you guys to know that.
He's a normal celebrity.
He is a normal celebrity.
F- fuck is Nathan? Who is that?
Who is Nathan?
You just hurt his feelings.
That's okay.
Firefly.
Nope. Oh, I know who that is. First of all, Firefly's still a horrible show. So,
oh,
write
what
that
are you
down.
Doing to this guy?
It's okay.
You just dropped the N-word of TV shows at him.
There's a reason it got put off the air. You understand that, right?
Oh, God!
Okay.
You can turn on any television at any point in any day right now and catch an episode of Firefly on.
So it's fucking Supernatural.
First of all, don't talk about Supernatural. That is a great show.
Leave him out.
There's a reason it has been on for 15 seasons.
Tell him you killed John Wick's dog. You were the one.
I was the one.
I don't follow these people because I don't want to see this shit. Like, I realize you're rich and famous. I don't want to see the exact disparities between us. Mm-hmm. I'd rather look at people who are trying to be famous on Instagram and other social channels. Like, you're not famous other than Instagram famous.
Right.
These people, like, I don't want to see this for all the reasons that Demetrius pointed out. Like, I don't want to see that you had to break down and buy a $75,000 SUV to get your family around when the rest of us are trying to just get a $30,000 one.
I'm trying to get a $3,000 one, so.
Like, don't show me Thor's workout schedule because I know what
Thor is. That's why.
Yeah, you're like, well, this is what Chris Hemsworth does when he's not punching kangaroo in the face and battling alligator. You know, now a studio has sent this guy in to train him so he looks like this. You know what'll impress me is if you hire a regular dude and you go like this, bro, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to give you 6 months to get ready. Mm-hmm. We're not sending anybody to your house. We're not going to do anything. I want you 6 months to get physically fit to look like Thor. And then we're going to film. If this movie does well, I'm going to pay you at the end of it $12 million. At the end of it, okay? But you get no investment from me until the end of this movie.
That's not a thing.
And then, and then you go like this. This fucking dude, all by himself.
Yeah, right?
He was bench pressing cinder blocks. I saw him wrestling alligators. He punched a kangaroo in the face. He did a diggeridoo. I don't even know what that is. And he did it all on his own.
Philip, there's only one thing I hate more than people like you with your wild cheetah DNA.
Yeah.
People who D just described.
Yeah.
Who can pay to look like that because they're doing a movie.
Yeah. Hi, I just woke up and I thought about sit-ups and two abs appeared. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing, like, I hate those people that Demetrius
you
talked
are
me about.
Those people.
I'm not those people.
No, like, not the money people.
Yeah, I have no money. I have nothing. Like, that's the thing. I just work hard.
Nobody paid you for those Instagram pictures you put up?
No.
Lies!
You know what's funny? Okay, no, they didn't. We'll talk about this later when the microphone's not on.
Because he's really mad about not getting endorsements. Like, somebody should have sent him a couple of pairs of underwear with, like, their name stitched in the waistband.
And again, we'll talk about this later. We'll talk about how this all happened. Anyway, moving forward.
So you wake up early.
Uh-huh.
What's your schedule? What can you?
I can break it down like this.
Thank
and let
you.
Me tell you.
Do you have an hour and a half shower?
It's not nearly as intricate. Okay, here we go. 4 o'clock. Uh-huh. Wake up. 4:03. Walk down the steps. 4:04. Turn Keurig on.
Oh, God. I am so done.
While Keurig is warming up. Probably around 4:05-ish, turn on television ABC World News Now. That gets me from 4 to 4:30 when real local news comes on ABC. Now, 4:30, sitting in chair, drinking coffee, watching news. 4:45, go out in garage, smoke cigarette. Come back inside. If coffee needs warmed up, warm it up. Watch more news. Flip to 2:45 on the DirecTV channel to see if there's a cool episode of Law and Order that maybe I might have missed.
Maybe?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I never have.
Is this roughly 5 a.m.?
5 a.m.
Your first hour is full of fun.
Dude, my first hour is nothing but coffee, news,
and cigarettes.
And like, and rape shows. Or like, literally, if I can't find an episode of Law and Order, I'm watching SVU.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like, okay.
Who does that at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Got my rape fix for the day. Ready to hit the store.
I suppose. Know,
and then, one of the things that always really bugged me, and because it seemed to have been a situation that, like, I just found myself in. One of my wife's favorite shows is Law and Order SVU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And at any point, in the day on USA, you can catch an episode of Law & Order SVU.
Accurate.
At any point. You can click it on right now. Somebody's probably getting punched and raped. And so you can watch it at any point. And so my wife watches it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no appropriate point after sitting down with your wife and watching Law & Order SVU that you could look over to her and go, hey, you think you might want to do a little something, something? No. You know why? Because she's like, you just watched an hour of rape. Why do you want to have sex? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
have you tried this?
Twice.
Okay. Didn't go very well, obviously.
Because she looked at and I'm like this. This is very awkward. And this is how I proffered it.
Mm-hmm.
I went, look, I know this doesn't seem appropriate after what has been on the television.
That's your first mistake.
But do you think that maybe we could have some adult time? And her response is, I don't know who says, I know this isn't appropriate.
Exactly.
And still asks.
What's the appropriate TV show? Would she rather it be Paw Patrol?
Or honey, I could watch the Cosby Show and hand her a drink.
Let's jump ahead to 6 a.m. after we've not had adult time and gotten our Olivia and Elliot time.
6 a.m., I take a shower. 6:15, I stand in front of my closet and look at my clothes.
15 minutes in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
I'm about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. It may be even shorter. It may be like 5 or 6.
Yeah, mine is and, 5 or 6.
And then, all right, so 6 o'clock, 6 is shower. Out of the shower, 6:07. Stand in front of my closet from 6:07 to 7:15.
An hour?
Yeah, because I still can't fucking decide what I'm going to wear.
Oh, my God.
And then get dressed. Kara comes down. Kara gets back home from work at around like 8:30. Yeah, she works a little part-time.
Oh.
And I feed the baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Mondays and Wednesdays, I take him to preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens at like 8:50. And then I go to work. And that's usually my five-hour day. Like right before my day, I wake up at 4, just automatically, watch a lot of television, and then get the boy ready and take him to preschool. So,
Philip, what's your morning routine?
I wake up when I have to wake up. I probably lay in bed for a half an hour on my phone. I talk to Danny. I shower. I go to work. It could be at any time. I usually wake up like an hour and a half before I have to do anything. And I make it to where I need to be.
How does one suggest FaceTime sex?
So it's a thing, right?
Sneeze screen. like you see on like those salad bars.
It's disgusting.
Like you just got to put your phone or like the cone of silence.
No, I mean, like I know that like you're watching SVU and then you ask Kara. How does FaceTime sex?
You know what's funny? Like
you made it seem like that.
Yeah, you did. It's literally it's like less frequent, obviously. But I mean, you know, like we talk all the time. Like usually he's at work or at lunch or he's coming home from work when I'm like getting up to go to work. Because when I go into work today at 1, like he'll be at home and like I'll get in the shower, I get out of the shower, and we'll be talking and you know having the clothes on and. You see things you like, and things just happen, and yeah.
What is that? How is that
like
a thing?
It's like a question.
How is that a thing?
It's kind of like the same way, like if like Kara gets out of the shower and like you're in the bedroom like watching TV or doing something, and she's naked and she like looks good, and you're just like, damn, let's get it.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Oh,
that never happens.
That's happened to me a lot in previous relationships.
What I get is I just took a shower.
We can take another one. What do you mean?
She's like, no, oh no. She knows. She's like, it's just like when you walk in and you just see her naked out of the shower. Oh, really?
Oh, that's happened to me a lot.
Mm-mm. What, with your phone? It's so weird.
Where do you where do you set the phone at?
It's not my phone because my phone's too small.
Of course it is.
It's my iPad Pro.
I have to use my iPad.
Yeah, my 12.9-inch iPad Pro.
It's the only camera that can get all of this... this into it. Yeah, I can't answer that on just a regular phone.
It's either like set up on my windowsill because there's good natural light.
Yes, I got the iPad Hubble.
Yeah.
Hubble telescope.
Oh,
iPad.
It's
the only thing that can really get all of this.
There's good light from the top if you put it on my dresser.
I got
so
an
we're
iPad
good.
Doppler. It's picks up what I like to call my penis's ground clutter. It's
gravitational
pull. The only thing that picks it up accurately. You can see there's a there's a low pressure front coming across the tip of it, and right there behind it is a high pressure front, which is going to create some weather at
butterfly
the shaft.
Butterfly effect. It's fine.
And how long does this usually last?
What, like FaceTime sex?
Yeah.
You mean iPad sex?
iPad sex, yeah. Apple sex. Probably, I don't know. I don't really time it. Because I said it doesn't really happen as much in between. And usually, like, when it was happening before, like, I'd probably, like, come home drunk, or maybe, like, I'd wake up drunk, and then it would happen. So, yeah.
Yeah. I am so drunk. You know what I need to do? I need to put my penis on an iPad.
Right there. It's a lot better than me. The other choice is I pick up my phone and I call somebody local, which I can, but...
Why can't we talk about your pictures?
What pictures?
Your Instagram.
You can talk about all my pictures you want to. Legit, was at downtown somewhere and this girl walks up to me.
And said, my child is being homeschooled because of you.
She goes, is it weird that like I follow you on Instagram? I said, no, it's fine.
Yes.
And she goes, is it weird that like I want to lift your shirt up right now? And I said, that's weird. And then she looks at me because of you two motherfuckers. She looks at me and she goes, well, you were lifting your shirt up in Pride. I said, correction, I was not lifting my shirt up in Pride. My friends were lifting my shirt up in Pride, and that's not a thing that happens.
Only because you do it on the internet for everybody.
No. I don't walk around with my shirt above my head.
You kind of do when you do it on the internet.
Nah, it's okay. Everything's fine. But she was nice and she bought me a shot,
I'm
which
sure
I didn't
she
take.
Did you get sleepy?
I don't know, give it to my friend James. And he did get real drunk later, so I don't know. But, yeah.
Well, are you going golfing today?
Yeah.
It's gross outside.
It'll be nice today.
It'll be nice today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll be at work all day.
You tell us about this. You were up. I saw, like, I think every school was delayed by fog yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Was it a mess out? Pea soup?
Yeah, I don't know. They were like, if you can't see it, doesn't mean it's not out there.
Oh, so, Jesus.
First of all, thank you for the oxygen argument, but... I don't need that. I believe you. Mm-hmm. I know where fog goes to the hillbilly spots. I mean, it is. It's always, look, if you look at what schools are always delayed because
they were
of
all
fog,
delayed yesterday.
Like but mainly it's like Bowling Green High School or like
Finley Defiance
or like Overalls Academy or, you know,
Overalls Academy. Okay.
Yeah, pig shit you. You know, all those places.
You made that up.
Yeah, that's not real. The Oinkers. Whoa, hook 'em oinks.
What else are you doing today?
I don't know. I think that's it.
Really? Kara doesn't have any plans for you guys?
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my wife to death. My wife, my mother-in-law is picking up Colin today, so Kara could have some time to herself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, time to herself meant that she said, I'm cleaning out the basement. Now, that's not a thing that she does by herself. That's not. So time by herself meant that my Saturday was going to be spent cleaning out the basement.
Well, that's love. That's how that works.
But
oh,
I found that out, like, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and then a friend of mine calls me and he's like, hey bro, can you come and golf in this outing with me? And I'm like, when is it? And he goes, Saturday. And I'm like, he goes, noon. And I'm like, my wife wants to clean out the basement. And I really want to go golfing.
Mm-hmm.
So my mind goes to, how can I get both of these things accomplished?
$100 to Kara.
So what I said was, this is what I said. I said, hey, I know you want to get the basement cleaned out. I know it's important to you. What if I clean out the basement? And so your me time that you're going to have can actually be me time. It could be you doing something other than cleaning. You can actually go out, you know, get your hair done, you know, get your toes did, you know.
Whatever girls do.
Take this.
Okay, can I stop you? I'm sorry. So here's the thing. Awesome. So great. So great that you want to do this and you want to help her, but it's for your own fucking benefit and that's all there is to it.
No, everybody wins here.
No,
everybody
wins. Everybody does win to a degree, but if you had no golf outing, you would have not ever volunteered to do it by yourself.
No.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I would have been stuck down there doing it.
But it doesn't matter. At the same time, you realize that her day off would have been, hey, and I'm doing this, I'm sorry, I'm doing this. If you realize her day off would have been her day off working, you should have been like, hey, you know what? I don't want you to do this. Not because I want to go golfing, not because of this, but I really want you to have a day off. Let me fuck with the basement. You go do your girly girl stuff.
Oh, he's right. Two things can be right.
Yeah, two things, you're absolutely right. But fuck you. All right? Like legit.
You're not in a marriage. Like, this is how shit works.
Like, I'm not, I'm afraid that my husband's going to think like him, and I got to fix it now.
I hate to break the news to you, but that's exactly what's going to happen. Your husband is going to think just like this, and you can't be mad at where it comes from as long as it gets done.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I would take you up on that.
You can't go like this. Oh, you know what? It was really nice that you decided that you were going to clean the basement up by yourself because you wanted to do something, and you know, and what this accomplishes actually makes me happy and allows you to actually do what you want to do, so I'm going to get pissed off.
Listen.
Shut.
I'm all about it. I would definitely take that offer, but I would tell you one thing.
You just would have done it and said I deserve it.
But I'll tell you one thing. After I take that offer, if I come back and the shit's not done and not done properly, I'm raising hell.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's the thing. And I'm not saying that you can't be, you know, come back and expect it to be done. If the job is going to get done, it has to be done correctly.
Right.
So be upset if it's not.
Yeah.
But if I didn't think you didn't deserve it, then I would have just been like this.
Okay.
Hey, babe, can't we do this on Sunday?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
You know, I know you wanted to do it on Saturday, but why don't you just not do it at all and let me go golfing?
Kara might pull that card, though.
Oh.
The card that you just went through.
Oh.
And, so three things can be right.
But here's the thing. Relationships are based on compromise. I need you to meet me halfway. And I went, I would say 95% of the way.
You went strong.
I didn't even go halfway. I didn't say, hey, let me do my half, and then you can come downstairs and do whatever you were going to do. Mm-hmm. I went, I will knock this shit out.
Mm-hmm. You guys are more Trump and Trudeau than Trump and Putin, though.
Yeah. And I don't know who is Trump. Like I would like to think of myself as Trudeau, but once again, there is that color thing. Like, he's white, and honestly, the closest person to my color is Donald Trump, who is like a kind of dark orangish.
The color of my wall,
sort of fake he's pigment.
Like, yeah, like rust.
Yeah,
you know,
you just sit out the rain too long.
I simply meant
like I need a can of spray Trump.
I simply meant that. Trump and Trudeau don't like each other, and Trump and Putin do. They get along. They negotiate well.
I mean,
yes.
Like, we negotiate, and I'm fine with that. And, I mean, because either way, it worked out where I get to golf, and she gets to take her day.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is good for both of us.
It is good. Has she been very good.
Has she been to Nothing Over 9 yet?
No, because like it took us. I know. I saw that. Because for the longest time, we were driving by that fucking sign and couldn't figure out what it meant.
I don't know what that is.
It's a store that they moved into this little complex on the corner of Heather Downs and Reynolds.
Okay.
You know where the Oasis is and the Savers used to be in that plaza? Well, now there's a store there that looked like it looked like a hangar. And it said nothing and then a hangar. And my wife and I were looking at it, and Kara's like, what the fuck is that? And I went, I don't know, nothing over a hanger? I don't know. I don't know what that means. And then I saw a commercial, and I went, oh, it's a 9. Nothing over 9.
Okay.
It's like a replacement for Savers.
Okay. That's fun.
What are you doing this weekend?
What is this weekend?
I'm cleaning off my iPad.
I have to work. There's a lot happening, obviously, right now at work and dealing with that and getting prepared for the 21st.
The XS.
So, yeah, the XS, the X Max, the Apple 4 watch.
$1,100.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. And that Max is what I want. $1,200.
I'm glad I'm on. My phone usually comes up off the S cycle.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to be an S person. I like that I'm the real deal thing.
I mean, yeah, that the phone situation is a lot. And the only reason I'm getting another one is because I have a 6S right now. And my phone's fine, but like it's a little bit slow, and operating systems keep going up, and I can't deal with that with the things that I do with my phone. So I need to like up it. And plus the camera, calm the down, calm down. You can do that. Plus the camera is amazing.
I'm gonna need a better camera
And I play games. I don't play games. I watch TV and movies, listen to music on my phone. So I also need just a bigger screen to do that. So
gotta have a big screen to listen to music.
Gotta.
It's the only way to get his penis.
So what's your so you're gonna get one of these?
I am.
Which one?
The X Max, so the 10 Max.
It's $1,200?
For the one that I want, $1,200. But I was considering I could probably go to the 1099 because, it's enough gigabytes. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing for most of the weekend. I'm also getting ready because I leave for Colorado for my birthday. So I won't even actually be working for the phone launch. I will be out and about in mountains, hiking, and
with who?
Partaking. Yeah. Danny.
Danny's going?
Yeah, he's going to meet me there.
A lot of weed there.
I know, there's a lot. A whole lot. There's also a lot of mountains and wildlife and places where I can drown because I can't swim. So I got to keep it like cute. I can't just be out here doing stuff, walking around in the wilderness.
That looks like a lion.
Yeah.
There's no lions
exactly.
out there.
There's bears. Wildlife though, exactly. And it's crazy.
You're definitely going to go out of your comfort zone. I'm not saying this in like a black way.
No.
But you're far more urban. Like urban, neighborhood.
Absolutely.
City.
So like,
and I'm saying this in a black way.
Bro. Stay the fuck out of the woods.
Stay the fuck out of the woods.
You know what's real funny? Like, so Daddy thinks
like,
he's...
This is how horror movies start. You know that,
exactly.
Right?
This is how exactly...
Like it's like it's like you and your little white person,
yeah.
And you're all like do, and then you hear a fucking chainsaw in the background.
Oh no,
and then
I'm
Danny
out.
Goes
I
like
run
this,
fast.
And then Danny goes, "Hey, that sounds." And then a chainsaw comes through his chest, and he's like,
"I'm out, love you, but I'm out." No, but like Danny thinks he's funny because he's like, "Oh, I know we were in Central Park when we were in New York, and we were walking. He wanted to walk from the top to bottom of Central Park, which is about 2.5 miles, and it was hot and it was muggy. And I said, listen, this isn't a straight path. Like, we're going to take some turns, ups and down. There's like ponds, there's gardens, there's a lot of stuff that's happening. So if you're okay with walking like this, it's fine." He's like, "Yeah." He's from London. He walks and rides everywhere. I'm like, "All right, cool, awesome." So we get like halfway there, and he's like, "I'm going to take my shirt off." "That's fine. You're in Central Park. Perfectly okay." We continue walking. He goes, "I know you're tired. You don't want to keep walking, do you?" And I said, "I'm fine. Like, I got this. I'm aware of what's happening and what this whole walk entails." We get a little bit further, and he asks me again. I'm like, "Do you not want to walk? Are you tired? Are you done?" He's like, no, I'm good." And finally, like, we get to the end, and like, he wants to sit down. So now he has this whole thing in his head that's, for some reason, "I don't like being outside," or "I don't like doing outdoor stuff." You're right. I don't sleep on the ground. That is one thing I would not do. But besides that, like, I'm good. I love being outside in wilderness. I've never been on these hikes or these mountains before. There's a garden called it's like the Garden of the Gods that my friend who lives there wants to take us to, and he says it's amazing and it's beautiful. There's some other mountain sides and ridges that we're gonna go see, and I'm just like, I'm super excited to go do these things. And I don't know, but I don't want to say stereotyping me, but he keeps stereotyping me, saying that I don't like doing outdoors things, and he's about to get lost in the woods.
Yeah, and you go, "Look, bro, like, for 200 years we did outdoor shit."
Exactly. Plus,
I mean, honestly,
plus.
Yeah, why don't you let me have a little indoor time? I mean, I'm having indoor time for ancestors.
Right.
I don't think he's stereotyping you that way. That's like, guess what? I don't do any of that shit either.
Yeah.
Camping? No thanks.
No.
I'd rather walk across fire. Last thing, you have to watch the second season of Iron Fist. It's fucking awesome.
I really been talking about it like a lot.
Daredevil season one stands alone.
Uh-huh.
But this thing zooms like it. The fight scenes, like, they all got trained how to fight, and all the characters, and it's a very diverse cast, and they're all really good and really interesting. Like, it's hard to believe that the first season even happened.
Well, let's hope so.
It was like, I watched the end of Iron Fist, and then I watched the one with all four of them.
Defenders,
yeah. And then I was like, this is awesome. So I tried to get into, like, Jessica Jones again, and I couldn't do it. And, like, the other ones, I was just like, they just, for some reason, these Netflix shows, they have great first seasons, and then they start to fall off. And I don't know if it's because they're trying to adhere
to many episodes.
Maybe, or maybe the binge-worthy situations where they're, like, trying to keep up with that and keep people moving, but it's like, I just lose interest. So.
This one's only 10 episodes.
Okay.
So, because there should be a streaming
law. Do you
ever
ask yourself why Netflix wants you in your house for 10 hours?
Okay.
Like, does that ever cross your mind? Does anybody, I mean, why are you so into making binge-worthy shows? Like, things that make you sit down for, like, long periods of time. Why is that?
I don't know, Demetrius. Why?
I'm asking.
Oh, so okay. When,
I think there's a Lord of the Rings TV show coming to Amazon. Mm. So that'll be this mega release. So when that happens and we're all inside watching, even though I've never seen it, is that when the nuclear attack happens?
All I'm asking is, why would anybody want a large population of people to be sedentary for such a long period of time?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Have you seen WALL-E?
Okay.
No. The Disney movie?
It's not the same thing. If anything, WALL-E is going to be like Apple's fault, if anything. So, I mean, I don't know about Netflix, they all work hand in hand. I don't know.
Look, nowadays, people get phones and Netflix is free for them. Free.
Philip, can you suggest to Apple, like, obviously Apple and Nike work together to track your fitness and, and things you're doing outside.
Can I get an Apple? Don't you want to be thin?
Can I get an Apple app, an Apple Watch app to track my Netflix couching?
You probably can. There is one.
That they can't track how often you're on that shit and what you're watching.
How long have I laid in this exact position without moving?
It's just like the sleep apps. It's the same thing. Yeah, they already got you, 100%.
There's probably some lady who works in Netflix and she's like, Mr. Johnson, Eric hasn't moved for 9 hours.
He's not even hitting the skip intro button anymore. He might be dead.
I haven't seen him blink.
It's like the new watch. Like if you go into like AFib or cardiac arrest, like it calls your emergency contact. If your emergency contact does not answer, it calls 911. It'd be one of those situations.
First of all, fuck you, phone, for making that determination. It's 911 first. Who do you? You don't know my emergency contact. He could be the dumbest dude.
You could have it in your phone.
He could just be my emergency contact for a ride.
You should put him in there. Then. Why would you do that?
Like if I'm having a heart attack, you're gonna call Earl because Earl's my emergency contact. Hey Earl, this is D's Apple Watch. You're his emergency contact. Well, I was supposed to call him about picking up his truck. What?
Don't use Earl as your emergency contact. That's all I got
to
say.
That's like when I go to the doctor and they ask you to fill out all the intro paperwork. Mm-hmm. Emergency contact.
Yeah.
Nine. What is my dad going to do in Philadelphia?
Yeah. He's going to tell you to call 911 and then hang up.
Most likely.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend. It was good to do this again. I miss our radio show.
Yeah.
Man, imagine. You know what? I bet if we were allowed to curse on the air, we wouldn't have gotten fired.
I didn't get fired.
Fuck. This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.